Hello and welcome to the Holly Penny Show. I'm your host, Holly Penny. On this podcast, we talk about all things self-love, goal setting, and abundance related, sharing the pretty, the not so pretty, and everything in between. Let's dive into today's episode. Hello, everyone. I am so excited to share with you today what I now know as a super important topic, but it wasn't always this way. I'll share a little bit of my backstory. So about, 8 years ago, my second son was born. And when he was about a year old, so 7 years ago, I found myself in this place of sadness. I don't want to use the word depression because I don't think it was a depression, but definitely a sadness, a knowing that I wasn't in alignment with my life. Now, I was raised in a pretty average household, I'd say. I grew up on the East Coast. I grew up in Nova Scotia. And my mom and dad were fabulous parents. They still are. And although my mom was a fantastic mom, I never really saw my mom taking care of herself. There were three of us children. I'm the middle child of three. And she took such good care of us that I never saw her take care of herself. So then when I became a mom, I didn't know that, you know, we as adults, we as humans, we as moms, we're supposed to take care of ourselves. So then I found myself in this place, like I said, about 7 years ago. I was sad. I was down. I was just not in a very happy place at all. I knew something had to change. I didn't know what it was. Around the same time, I found myself as a single mom of two children. And so as a newly single mom, I also had some, I guess, air quotes, free time on my hands. When the children went to their father's house every other weekend, I had a couple of days to share or to share with myself, to be with myself. And so this is kind of the pivoting moment when my self-care journey began. So on those weekends when I didn't have the boys, I started to get back into having a bath. Now, the house I grew up in, when we first moved there, it didn't have a shower. So we only had the option of taking a bath. Now, I moved there when I was 5 years old. So obviously these memories are pretty faint, but I do have some memories of only being able to take a bath. And so then I found myself, okay, I have some free time on my hands. My children are gone. You know, the house is clean. Everything's taken care of. I'm going to start taking baths again, not because I had to, but because I enjoyed it. And maybe it brought this fondness back from when I was, you know, 5 year old little me. I don't know, maybe. And so my baths began just like that. So I run warm water. I love warm baths, warm showers. And it was just that. Now, over the last 7 years, my bath routine has totally changed. I will purposely run just a bath for like a 2 hour bath. I will have 2 hour baths because I love them that much now. I will run a warm bath. There's always Epsom salts or bubble baths included. I actually got a local maker here to make me like a, I don't even know what it's called. It's like a board that fits right in my tub. So we've measured it. It fits right in my tub and I use it for a snack. I always, always, always now have a snack in the tub and a drink, cold beverage of something. It can just be like cold sparkling water, but that feeling of the cold drink in the warm bath feels so nice. A snack. My friend Katie even actually told me once, this was years ago, but she even told me once that she eats meals in the tub. And I'm like, what, you do? And she said, yeah. And so I do that too. Sometimes I'll even eat like my dinner in the tub and it's fantastic. A candle, a book, my journal. Like my bath routine now is that it is a complete routine. So that is exactly where my self journey began many, many years ago. And now I know the importance of self-care. So I have the question of, is self-care and self-love the same thing? So does self-care and self-love mean the same thing to you? It could, and that's totally okay. There is absolutely no right or wrong answer here. self-care and self-love. For a long time, I used those terms interchangeably. And in the last couple of years, I've learned that they are actually, for me, two different things. I'm going to use the analogy of a tree. So if we think of a tree, we have a super strong foundation, a super strong trunk, that super strong base of the tree. And then we have all the branches of the tree. Now, this analogy was brought to me by my friend Emma a couple years ago. And this is when my perception of self-care and self-love kind of shifted in. So all those little branches on the tree, I want you to imagine those being all of those little acts of self-care you do for yourself on a daily, weekly, monthly basis. So things like taking a bath, going for a walk, going to the gym, drinking the appropriate amount of water every day, feeding yourself nutritious meals, fruits and vegetables, all of those little things that we do for self-care create this big, strong, healthy tree with the solid foundation of self-love. So all of those acts of self-care create what you have as self-love. And I actually really love this thought, this analogy that Emma shared with me, because it's so true. We do have to do all of these things to take care of ourselves. And if we don't take care of ourselves, we definitely cannot love ourselves. Those two things go hand in hand. Recently, I created what I call my joy list. Now, what my joy list is, it is exactly that. So I have in my phone, and I encourage you to do the same thing, in my phone note section, I have a note called my joy list. And on this list, I have written down everything that brings me joy. This is a living document. It's not like I write one thing on here and then it's here forever, or, you know, I can never take it off or I can never add to it. This list has evolved over the years. I have added things to this. I have taken things off from this. It's like, oh, that really doesn't bring me joy anymore. So I've removed it. I'm going to share with you a couple things from my joy list. So having fresh cut flowers on the table, that is one thing that brings me so much joy. I had this belief as a woman that you're supposed to receive fresh cut flowers from others, you know, your husband, your wife, your partner, a friend. And now I just say, screw it. And I buy myself the damn flowers and I put them on my table because you know what? Those flowers bring me joy. So I buy them for me. I have things on my joy list like pedicures and massages. I have things on my joy list like travel. A clean vehicle, jumping into a clean vehicle brings me so much joy. Drinking from a nice glass or a nice mug. I am not a coffee drinker and I still appreciate a nice mug. So I'll pull a mug out of the cupboard and drink water from it. Who says that can't be done? Hot baths, of course. The sound of water flowing. So I'll go on my TV in the morning and I'll pull up YouTube and I'll play waterfall sounds from my TV. Just because I love the sound of it. Hoarfrost in the winter. Oh, that is absolutely beautiful to me. So I've shared a couple of things on my joy list. I encourage you to do the exact same thing. Pull out your phone right now. As soon as this podcast is over, create a document in your phone called My Joy List. I would absolutely love to see what is shared on your joy list. So screenshot it, share it on social media. Don't forget to tag me in it because I do want to see this. This is exciting. This is exciting for me. This is exciting for you to take this next step in your self-care journey. So if anything, I leave you with this today. You can even journal about it. What does self-care and self-love mean to you? Are they the same thing? Are they different? There's no right or wrong answer here. And create my joy list. Well, your joy list, but title it My Joy List. Today's episode is brought to you by Integrity Seminars. If you are looking to take your personal growth to the next level, I cannot say enough good things about the world-class programs and facilitators at Integrity Seminars. Check out www.hollypenny.ca/integrity-seminars. To learn more and save $100 off of your Earth journey. Thank you for tuning in to another episode of The Holly Penny Show. If you have taken anything away from today's episode, I would forever be grateful for your support. And there are two ways you can do that. First, take a screenshot of this episode and share it on your social media. Don't forget to tag me because I always respond. And number two, give this podcast a 5-star rating on your favorite streaming platform. Until next time, dream big, keep going, and remember, you are worthy of all the abundance life brings you.